All right, we are here and we are Galexis. And welcome to the October 2022 blog. Our topic today is how to craft a luminous new world from the in-between. We came to this discussion when Daniel asked us for a progress report. Where are we now in our movement towards the positive future? How are we future dreamers doing? Are we making a difference? And how can we make more of a difference? Well, these are useful questions right now. Perhaps he hoped that we could give you predictions about the economy, talk about the ETs, and go into some other interesting attention-grabbing things. But what we are going to say in response this time is about you and how you can lift above the intense stress and conflict. This information will be useful indefinitely. It will be important, pertinent, empowering for many years to come. So this is not about the trends of right now, of these times, of this year, or even of the next year, but is about the evolutionary process that you are taking part in, personally and globally, and how to move yourself further and faster towards that positive future that you desire, to get you through the conflict more smoothly, more elegantly, easily. So we will address those predictions at another time, but we feel that this message needs to come first. Yes, first of all, things are changing, and your dreaming is seeding and initiating a positive future creation. But we sense that most of you don't really know how to dream a positive future, and thus your efforts can appear futile. You may want that future to come, but you're seeing more of the breaking down, more of the destruction of the old social perspectives. You're not really seeing the new world showing up so much. Yes, there are glimmers here and there, fantastic, but the breakdown is the dark chaos, and it's got to precede the new. Some of it must be done of this breakdown before a new world can even be imagined or dreamed or accessed by you personally or shared globally. So start with yourself. You know you're moving to a future. Have you chosen whether or not it's a good one? Can you hold that resonance despite what you see out there in the world? We see that dreamers all around the world are waking up. Of course, these dreams we're referring to are not night dreams, but they're daydreams. And they're not the daydreams of personal, you know, financial fantasies such as winning the lottery and stuff like that. But these are fantasies of a positive future. They're consciously imagined visions of your future. The daydreams are the initial exploration, you might say, the initial imagination, the initial putting things together. Unfortunately, we can see that most of you are not really consciously doing these daydreams. You're hoping for the future, you're working with lifting your resonance, and that's fantastic. Last month, that is in September, the September blog, we gave you 10 ways to raise your resonance. And this, of course, is the key to your consciousness expansion. But we are calling all of you now who want to consciously and actively imagine a better future. To join us, to join what we call the Society of Dreamers. You see, there's so many of you on Earth that are imagining a future, that are templating a path forward, that are blazing the trail. But way more dreamers are on other levels supporting you who are here. This is a big, big mission, one you came to experience, one you came to participate in, and there's a network of those who are imagining and dreaming the new world, and you are invited to join them if you aren't already doing so. In answer to the question, though, is your dreaming make a difference? Yes, of course, you create your reality, and you're seeing more people coming awake and dreaming a future. This is due to you. Celebrate it when you see it. And here we suggest that you actively look for the good things showing up because they indicate hope for a positive dream future. So rejoice with each one you see. And this rejoicing will reaffirm and revalidate and reinforce that what you are doing is counting, that your reality is participating with you in your dreaming. And since there are a lot of good new things showing up, you can get good reinforcement for continuing to imagine and dream. But if you're passively sitting around and waiting for others to bring in the new future, then you can't make much difference at all. So whatever difference you make will take years and decades to show up. So to make a difference, we suggest you start right now with yourself. And the way that we see this is that the new beautiful world you want to live in and experience, the one you're dreaming, can be personally available to you now, if not already showing up soon or within the next few years. For the collective, this positive future may only begin to manifest 20 or more years from now, maybe even longer for some. But the breakdown, you see, of the old structures of society have to get to a certain dark point before it triggers people to start dreaming. In other words, your collective reality is likely enrolled in what we call the kick-ass school of growth. That means until your ass is kicked, you don't start growing. Okay? So don't let yourself be part of this kick-ass school of growth, even though we sense that the collective is, okay? Because some of you are already experiencing the beginnings of this positive future. We can see that some of you have like one foot into the positive future and one still back in the negative future. And you can feel the safety and love for a little bit and that higher resonance, but you just can't hold on to it 24/7. And we fall back into the stress, into the frustration, and into the sense of limitations or scarcity or whatever it is. So, you know, you may flip and flop and go back and forth and so on. What we recommend is for you to enter your personal dream future deliberately and soon, if you don't already have a foot there. Go get your foot into the future so that you have a way to plug in to that positive future. And so to that end, we have some suggestions on how to get yourself consciously awakened and creating the positive future. If you already are there, great, then these are going to be reminders, and these are also going to be suggestions how to improve that, how to expand that, how to get more. Remember, as we said last month in the September blog, the key is consciousness. And at first, consciousness brings awareness of what's wrong, but you keep expanding your vibration, and you'll be able then to do these suggestions with no problems. For a list of ways to expand and lift your vibration, as we say, go back to the September 2022 blog and work with that. So the first thing that we suggest here to start with is, number one, take your power back from the 3D reality that you see. You see, when you're doing manifestation, it's really easy to look out there, look for the reality to change, to tell you whether you're going on the right track or not, whether your imagination is taking root, you know. But reality only reflects what you're creating. There's a time lag between your creation and its showing up. A time lag between your awareness of yourself and how you feel and think and how things respond to you. So the external world just validates your inner state of mind. If you're reacting to crazy stuff going on in the world, and there's plenty of that, if you get angry, rageful, depressed, or fearful, you simply cannot make much progress because you create your own reality out of these feelings plus your beliefs plus actions that you take, but you can still give your power away to the collective, dear ones, and your external reality believing it's real. So that chaotic reality can feel out of control. Yes, it's out of control. Don't fear. You can't control anything anyway. Control never works. Don't even try to do anything like that. Control. So while you can't control it, however, you can modulate and start shifting it within yourself so that the reflection will start improving. That's reflection in the 3D reality. Okay? So you have brought your power back to you to determine your own personal reality and be empowered. This is what you're attempting to do when you work with the future, when you work with your future self and dream for the future. So taking your power back, really important first step, because the biggest action and play out and 3D portents of the future are happening in the political sphere, and you need to be aware of where you stand there. If you're running away from politics, refuse to do anything about it, refuse to think about it, you don't watch the news, blah, 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 you may think you can be more peaceful, but this is a temporary escape. Or maybe you get your news filtered through someone else where the most disturbing or negative parts can be weeded out by them. So you can be in the fantasy, oh, everything's going kind of okay. I know it's crazy out there, but I've got this little safe space and I'll hide out here. No, we don't recommend doing that. We don't recommend taking a distant or passive approach to politics, because there's a lot of propaganda going on both sides, a lot of information hiding. And if you are hiding away yourself, you can get propagandized without knowing it. Now, you probably don't think this is possible. You're way too smart or savvy for that. But we're seeing this over and over with dear ones. When you have unconsciously bought into a particular point of view that hasn't been thoroughly explored by yourself, with feedback from everywhere, both from the right and the left and center and spiritual, material, etc., etc., your dreaming will be distorted along with the information. You know, think about it. You know, the collective must also heal, evolve, and grow. So since you create your own reality, you feel, you probably think anyway, that you must do something, not just for yourself, but for the world as well. If you don't, dear one, your reality will carry you along with it towards either the mediocre, same old future, or towards a darker, more painful nightmare future. You see, the collective doesn't know how to refresh itself or dream anew. The power to do this is in you. And that's why you need to take your power back and dream yourself awake. The second thing we do suggest, and this is also important, is to wake up yourself and enter the in-between. Now, yes, you're on track, and on track is a reality creator. You're creating. That's your track. It's different from the collective or mainstream track, yes. So you have to be beyond or work outside collectively, i.e. to think and feel outside the box, and to do that consistently. In order to do that, you must enter the in-between. And to do that, you must wake up. But right now, most of you have taken sides politically. This side is right and that other side is bad, wrong, or maybe even evil. Please be aware of where you identify politically and step away from it to view it dispassionately. Both sides are yelling in the collective. We are the ones who are awake. We are awakened. The other side is asleep. They're unconscious. They're sheep. They're believing nonsense. They're following the wrong leaders. Okay, so you're not going to be awake by following the propaganda of one side or the other. This division is so extreme, it keeps both sides thinking they're awake when they're still asleep. Dividing and conquering is a strategy coming from corporate marketing programs, and it's done by media on both sides, using fake news, propaganda. If you step back and watch politics from a slight distance, you'll see how corporations and industries have captured both political sides through think tanks, media shows, and talking heads with their points of view, captured politicians through giving them money for their political campaigns, and the corporations have also captured government agencies. So those government agencies act on the corporate behalf rather than the people's behalf. Now, as you watch, those corporations are taking over governance as well. Governments are supposed to work for the people. They've been expected to solve a lot of social society problems, etc., etc. But now governments are giving taxpayer money to corporations, NGOs, and private interests to do the work of the government. You see, the military industrial technology complex. Those of you who remember that Eisenhower warned against the military industrial complex. that this was going to dominate and would make things worse for everyone. The thing is that, of course, the military-industrial technological now complex doesn't want you to notice how it controls things, doesn't want you to notice how more profits and power keep rising up to the big corporations, and how that power, wealth, and choices or options are being extracted from you and moved away towards those at the top. So watch and look. Be observant. Be suspicious of government allowing corporations to tell you what science says, what is moral, what is just, and letting corporations say what is valuable or important to know or do. What also for corporations to tell you how to solve problems and what you have to do, what the people have to do to solve these problems. Censorship and social stigmatizing, i.e. cancel culture, is alive and well on both sides. Pay attention to the leaders on both sides. Look at what they have in common, especially in their relationship to money, industries, and business. And the maintenance of the status quo, regardless of what political stuff they say. So this is where you start being awake and holding your resonance in the in-between. So stay aware of where the narratives, the storylines, the mythology of the different sides are headed. On a practical level, we suggest you look at the extremes, political extremes, which is where the passion and the dreaming is strongest. Look at how the extremes, the extreme right wing, the extreme left wing, are approaching the issues of the day. What's their spin on the economy, on women's rights and abortions? Look at how their propaganda determines what future they are perceiving is coming. What do they want to do about the future? How do they want to manifest a good future? And what are they denying in this process too? Who is benefiting from all these media messages? What corporations will be raking in profits from this narrative? So you see, right now on the planet, limiting beliefs and narratives are dominating the media on both sides. The dark chaos is the destruction and release process of these beliefs and the institutions that maintain them. So the more limiting the beliefs on social structures are, the more they will need to be broken down. You can watch this going on, and you are. Meanwhile, note how this is the same going on within you and yourself. What is breaking down within you? You see, this is not to be cynical. What you want to see is see the positives and negatives of both sides, to see the intentions, and thus not fall for one side or the other. If you're unaware that propaganda is managing and controlling both sides, you cannot enter the in-between. It is necessary to see the pieces of reality you have to work with. Now, this may be hard to do and hard to maintain. You may temporarily feel you don't belong anywhere politically, and your friends and family may not like you questioning what for them is obvious and the only way to believe or the only side to take, until you know how to have discussions with them. Stay in observation mode. Send them love and compassion. The opening to discuss what you're seeing that is neither that nor this, neither right nor left, neither, you know, neither party, it may or may not occur. You know, even if there is an opportunity to discuss it, your job is not to convince anybody that your beliefs are the truth. And don't warn them over the dangers potentially posed by their beliefs and actions or their leaders, experts, and gurus, because this would just create more conflict. People do not want their beliefs challenged. You know, you've noticed that. It's hard to change other people's beliefs. But it's also hard to change your own beliefs, because you've always believed that your beliefs are true. So unless you let go of your own limiting beliefs, you won't be free to find those that give you the greatest freedom to be yourself, to be free, empowered, happy, loving, and loved, and to walk your spiritual path of destiny. Nor will you be able to find those beliefs that will form the foundation and template of the luminous new world, the positive future for you and your world. So forgive yourself for holding on to one side or the other, to beliefs that you're right all the time and you know better than others what to believe. Let go of any beliefs that still limit you as a man or a woman, as a person of your race, your sexual preference, your age, your income status, any of those external constructs. Let go of any beliefs about where you stand there or what's good or bad about you there. Any kind of anger, resentments, old judgments, and so on. Let them go. This is not the time to hold anything against yourself or against or blame others for being prejudiced against you for any of these things. And don't set it up that way, because that's not empowering. That's disempowering. So during this transition time, build up your most luminous point of view. Figure out a point of view that doesn't take sides against another side or enemy, and think it through so that you could share it if an opening happens to occur. Otherwise, have love and compassion for those who follow the propaganda. While you will see both sides, and while you may identify a little bit more with one side or the other, you will have stepped back and away from the battle. Know that you will find something beyond the either-or, the black or white, to something that allows for everyone's belief to be respected. Maintain distance, but don't go numb. Don't ignore things. And that brings us to the third point, is dream your future from the in-between and live there. See, once you get into a position in the in-between, without taking sides, without judging yourself, others, without blaming, in your power, and being open to a positive and luminous future, then you can face the chaos within yourself directly. You can be free to be who you are, and thus your future dreams can be more expansive, more evolved, more luminous for you. And you cannot hold your wakefulness and stay in the in-between if you belong to one political party or not, or another. You must allow yourself to be an independent. When you stay in the in-between, you can dream a beautiful future. When you can find your connection to other dreamers also in the psychic realm. You see, the society of dreamers is plugged into this in-between, because the in-between is a place of grand creative opening. It is a place of dreaming. It's a place of imagining. It's a place of where you can tap into the light chaos. We'll get to that in a moment. But as a member of the Society of Dreamers, you connect to those both on and off planet, and you can establish a new vibrational architect of the future together. So go within yourself and see the propaganda you once believed. Forgive yourself for holding on to a fighting attitude or anger about that, or blaming or judging, as we are saying. And then define for yourself what values and terms you feel are just and true and luminous, loving and freeing from both sides. So find the positive in both sides. For example, the right talks about freedom and individuality. The left talks about inclusiveness, empowerment. Feel what these four things mean in your life. Or you can take other examples you find and do this to create a sense of your personal principles. Let go of all the limiting and restrictive side-taking you've done. Let go of the whole right-wrong duality system. You may even have to mourn your past self and your life. Grieve the dreams that did not come true for you. Forgive yourself, love yourself, value yourself. Because this gives you the path through the dark chaos of detoxifying your past personally. And remember, when you do release the old limited you, that you're offering a template to the whole collective, that it's possible to cleanse and release what doesn't work, to release the antagonism and competition and duality. And this provides the collective with an opportunity, with an option. Now, the fourth thing we suggest is work the light chaos. You see, once you do this, you're in a position to take ideas from everywhere and bring them together. This is the light chaos. As we suggested, take the positive pieces from the different political parties and reframe them or redefine them in ways that are loving for you and for your reality. So the puzzle pieces are yours. If they're from the collective, but you put them together the way you want. So imagine a future that works for most everyone, using, for example, freedom, and not just for the people at the top. Do this imagination work for every area of life, for relationships, health, money, spirituality and faith, science and technology, education, etc. Get a notepad, perhaps, and write stuff down. Feel it. Own it. Sense the aliveness and realness of this future. Now, you can do this multiple times over months and years, as the real future that you truly want is really beyond your imagination. What you're imagining is some of the pieces of the future. And the more you imagine them and more you connect in them, you will activate and energize the forward momentum of evolution in your life and in the collective and get your foot into that new world yourself. Now imagine yourself also being a greater person than you are now, a more radiant light being. Imagine yourself in your future enjoying the in-between and seeing these pieces playing out in your life, enjoying and celebrating your creative imagination and letting it precipitate into physical manifestation. To help you in this process, we gave a seminar entitled Bringing Your Fabulous Future Here and Now, in which you work with your future self to ramp up your light future pathway and strengthen that positive light, you know, positive future track. The fifth one is to hold your resonance and live more magically. Now, you can be in the resonance of reality creation, in your power, awake, and imagining, if you do some of this work we were suggesting. But what we do think is that, you know, you may be wondering, well, what benefit am I really making in the world and really for myself? What you will see that as a reflection of you is that as you hold your resonance up and your future self becomes more luminous and your present self becomes more upbeat, more positive, more expecting positive things, more looking forward to positive futures, you'll see that your personal reality will start to become more magical, more loving, more interesting, and it will seem to progress well. You'll be able to allow more receiving, you'll allow more support by your spiritual team. This is the feedback you really want to see. Take responsibility for creating a good reality piece for yourself when it occurs. And then you expand that. You imagine, okay, this feels so good to have been able to survive and thrive under this circumstance, or this, I had a victory there, I had a victory of character, I was able to do something I'm very proud of myself for having done. Feel that, own it. And take that energy and expand that to your city, your region, your nation, your world. Because what you're seeing here is that you're taking responsibility for lifting your resonance and creating a good life for you. And just mentally, it's not like you're going to see the response as much in the world as you do in your own. But but just mentally, just conceptually expand that to your world. Now you're on a better track. Now, live in that resonance every day, all the time, as much as you can. Live as if you're living in your own wonderful world, but you stay grounded and present. This isn't about being a space cadet. This isn't about living in fantasy. This is not a fantasy, but it's establishing a energetic, a vibrational foundation of your new life and the world. And the sixth thing is dream others awake. Now you can imagine others awakening to the in-between as you are, especially in your own country, because you know the people there, you know how the divisions look and what the people are saying and doing on both sides. But also you can stretch to see it happening all over the world. The luminous new world is made up of enough awakened people so that there's a collective shift and this higher resonance will be available to everybody. This higher resonance that you're tapping into, this higher network or matrix of resonance that you've got your foot into. So let's do that. Take a moment and join us. Provided you're not, you know, driving a car or doing something where you really need to pay a specific attention. If that's the case, then you need to finish that, come back to here and join us. And if you're ready, then close your eyes. Imagine your location on the planet, whatever country, state, territory, etc. it is. Imagine it's nighttime. And from that location where you live, you lift up, straight up from your domiciles into the sky. Higher, higher, higher. You look down to see the lights in your neighborhood, then your city, and then your state, or country. Go way up over your country and see the world extending beyond your national borders as well. Just hovering there, well above there. Just allow yourself just to imagine you're floating above everything and looking down on it all. You're seeing the lights of the cities everywhere. This is the world. You're looking at your world. Have compassion upon it. Yeah, there's so much pain and suffering. So many dark emotions of anger and rage, of hate, of fear and anxiety. So many people are panicked. People starving. People being suppressed and controlled and manipulated, people suffering all over the planet. So you hover above this whole drama scene. So now choose. Choose to be the reality creator that you are. Choose to create something better, something different, something more. Take your power back right now from the collective reality. You know, you gave your power away to the 3D drama and all the destruction, but it was your power. So let it return to you. Say this to yourself mentally. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. Feel all the power that you've given away to all the talking heads, the leaders, the cultural trends, the political parties. Just see all the power you gave that. So that you gave to individuals and your relationships and your families and everything. See all that power. My gosh, you gave away a lot. Pull it back. Just imagining it coming back to you like in streams of light. Just power, return. Power, return to me. Feel yourself fill up with your power. Feel yourself giant and luminous. Maybe 20, 30 feet tall. And your auric field luminous extending out a quarter of a mile, a half a mile. Or if you see it in kilometers, 2, 3, 4 kilometers. Stretch it out. Keep stretching it out. As you hover there over the earth, a shining light, a beacon. Choose to be now the one who dreams the future. If not you, who? If not now, when? Imagine what it will be like, how you will feel, and what you will see beneath you as more people wake up and join you in the in-between. Imagine together you and they are building a new reality architecture for a positive, loving future. Ooh, that's going to feel so good. Imagine that you and they will be in a matrix or grid of light, of dreamers, on and off planet, the society of dreamers. Feel this connection. Feel that you are surrounded by dreamers, by those imagining. Feel your team, your spiritual team surrounding you, supporting you. Feel those stars around you, those points of light above you, around you. Feel lost there. We're with you. A ball of sparkles of light. All these lights in the night sky. These are all actually beings who love you. Let this light beams from every one of these lights. And from that beautiful ball of lights. That beautiful giant star that we are. Let those beams of light come to you, fill you up even more, connect you into the matrix of all of your team, of the society of dreamers. And now, instead of looking down at the earth and just seeing all the electric lights in the cities along the coast and so on, sense that these lights you see are actually like the stars, sparks of light, the auras of the people who are awake, people who can move into the in-between. There may not be that many relative to the whole population or the land area, but they are there. So now imagine one here coming on, a little light spark comes awake over here, another one there. There and there and there. There and there and there. All of a sudden you notice more sparks are starting up. More sparks are coming on. More lights are coming on. More and more they're lighting up around the earth. More sparks everywhere, gently over there and there and there. So many lights coming on. More and more, thicker, thicker, more and more, faster, faster, more and more lights come on all over the place. So many are coming on that you're beginning to hardly see the darkness any longer. Let all those sparks of light fill in the land beneath you. Feel the energy of the freedom, of the love that comes with that. All these people awake, all these people ready to step into the in-between, to dream with you, all the vibrations of these people, understanding that they can participate in creating a beautiful new future for everyone. Feel the empowerment of the people. Feel how this is in alignment with the divine plan of conscious human evolution. Rejoice in the celebration of light you are seeing. Just feel the joy. Wow, fantastic. Sense and feel this awakening happening. Feel the new positive future bubbling up from the depths of the in-between, percolating, you know, just bubbling and percolating and creating and fomenting. This is destiny. Feel that. Imagine it. And you've imagined the world awake. Return and open your eyes whenever you want. Now, if you want to, follow up with a meditation or a visualization with your future self or with your higher self. So, we leave you with this. This is your choice. It's not just a fantasy dream. It's something you came for. Why not make a commitment to focus here for yourself, for those you love, for the world? To focus to clear out the limitations, the darkness, the pain and suffering out of you. To embrace the love and compassion for all. To dream a future where people are lovingly working with each other and sharing a beautiful planet regenerating, restoring itself. Breathing fresh air. Drinking clean water, pure water, healthy food, thriving. Feel that vibration when everyone's awakened that is connecting with that wonderful future. How that is happening. It's starting. It's beginning. Hold this resonance as much as you can. Remind yourself of it throughout the day. And if you do work with these, know that every time you pay attention to working with your future, dreaming and imagining the resonance of this celebration, joy, empower, freedom, love, allowing the support of your team. Every time you tap into that, you're putting your foot into the luminous new world. One day, when you feel this, it will not abate, but only become more. All right, so we love you, we wish you the very best. We surround you with our light, and as always, our love. Farewell.